maybe not all of us. I don't know about you, but if you had to break up with a friend, a radio station, a loved one, a family member, or a romantic partner because of politics, this is happening, frankly, pretty frequently. I want to hear from you because I'm fascinated by this. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. For me, and I'll just say this, and then I want to go to the phones and the text lines. There has to be so much more than a disagreement on, you know, a particular take on a certain issue. It can't just be some sort of transactional difference of opinion or even unintentional, what I'm going to call something said poorly, right? We all flub up in how we say things. But for me, in order to end a friendship or stop talking to a family member or break up with someone, it's going to have to be pretty significantly serious and point to really the heart of our value system. So I've got some statistics on this, but I want to hear from you all more than the statistics here and more than this recent study. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I'm particularly interested in dating age and everybody's dating age, but, you know, before your first marriage or maybe your second marriage, women, because there's a gender and demographic shift that has happened as well. We know, especially in the youngest cohort of voters after this last election, men moved to the right and women sort of moved to the right, but more of them stayed left. So there's this political divide, especially for the youngest cohort of voters, on gender lines. Like, what does that mean going forward? I mean, we know that fewer women are looking to get married as early as they did once. Many women aren't getting married at all. What does all this mean? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha, you've been very patient, sir. Thank you. Have you had to break up with a friend, family member, or romantic partner over politics? And what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Oh, could be. I'm not really sure. I was just interested in making a comment about this murder.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
And the questions I'm wondering about is, did the backpack move from New York to Pennsylvania while he didn't know it? And was it different contents? Or what is the case with that? I know in the case of, like O.J. Simpson, you know, the lab stuff appeared from the lab on the scene all of a sudden. And like other cases, you know, if somebody's creating something. I know New York is a big city, and I know I watched some programs about Precinct 93, I think it was, where they had the poorest section, and that's where the police would collect all the money.
A whole bunch of questions there. Thanks. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Let me address what I think the first question was. I believe Mr. Mangiano was arrested with a backpack that, according to photos and reporting I've seen, looked substantially similar to the backpack that was being carried by the suspect and that was recorded on video in New York City. The second question that you're asking about is, frankly, chain of evidence, preservation of evidence, and contamination of crime scenes. Certainly, to date, the science and I think police procedures for avoiding contamination of crime scenes and evidence, chain of custody of evidence, preservation of evidence, is improved since during O.J. Simpson's time. I can't comment on the Simpson case. It's been too long. But I do recall that there were issues with potential evidence contamination. not just on scene, but the evidence itself that was collected. What was it actually collected from the scene? Sort of chain of custody issues. That's always critical in any case where there is not an admission or a confession by a defendant, and where the prosecution is going to be based largely on physical evidence, as it appears to be the case with Mr. Mangiano. Thank you so much, Richard from Waukesha, asking some really interesting questions. Oh, the other thing Richard mentioned was, I believe, police seizures of cash and other property in advance of conviction. This is called civil forfeiture. It's a real constitutional problem. I should spend a whole show talking about civil asset forfeiture, which basically allows the police to take your stuff before you ever been convicted of a crime. That's weird. Looks like a little constitutional loophole there, doesn't it? Yeah. Help me remember that one, Cardi. I got to do civil asset forfeiture. We should do a whole show on it.
Definitely. I'm with you on
I
that.
I mean,
it's a tongue twister.
Yeah, and it's a little shady business. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell everybody the two movies that were that have this really weird, eerie, I don't want to call it prediction, but like there's some analogies, some echo, I don't know, to the whole situation with Mr. Luigi Mangione. Here are the two movies. If you haven't seen them in a while, one's very new. It came out last year. One's been out for a long time. But you should go check them out because, yikes. One of them is Denzel Washington in John Q. Do you remember that movie from like 2001? Where he plays a dad who basically holds an ER hostage so he can get his son the operation that he needs. That feels kind of analogous to this situation, does it not? So John Q. And then the other film is called To Catch a Killer. And the star of that movie, it just came out. It was released in April of last year. The star of that movie is Shailene Woodley. And it's about a guy who goes around randomly shooting people. And it's basically because he's so disaffected with the system and has been sort of ostracized and things. But the thing that's creepy about it is that it's in response to sort of, again, system problems, right? His disaffectation comes from this angry place. There are also some moments in the Shailene Woodley film. It's about halfway through, and they're trying to find this guy who's been randomly shooting people. And they've got a lead, and they get a call from someone they think might be the shooter, and the guy starts talking about the enemy from within. I kid you not. Yeah. It's real creepy. The guy starts talking about the enemy from within. They start talking about like racially based extremist violence and the three percenters. Anyways, all of it just made me really weirded out. John Q and To Catch a Killer. I don't know. You watch them. You tell me if they creep you out too. Like, that's just a little bit too on point for the current moment. Speaking of too on point for the current moment, apparently politics has gotten so on point that we're breaking up with one another, or at least threatening to do so, and Googling divorce lawyers a lot. An organization that is called, I want to get this title correct. Let's see, where is this? It's like oh, here it is. WeGoDating.com. It's an organization that analyzes dating patterns. Yeah, so they analyzed Google Trends data for breakup-related terms following the election. Things like how to break up, divorce lawyer, couples therapy, marriage counseling. Isn't that interesting? And so they then calculated a relationship stress ranking for all the states based on the frequency of Google searches for these breakup terms, and then organize this basically in states that went real red, real blue, or the swing states. Would it surprise you, y'all, that Wisconsin is clocking in at number two with breakup intent and relationship stress? Yeah, maybe not something that we should apply, but clearly we're having some issues in our relationships over partisan differences. Pennsylvania was number one, Georgia number three, Michigan number four, all swing states. New Hampshire, weirdly, number five. I mean, huh? Very interesting. So I wanted to share with you all, I've had to do this. I've had to end a friendship. I've had to end a relationship over politics. And I did everything in my power, at least by within reason, I felt, to avoid that. Have you had to do this? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So I'm going to tell you about this. I have had a really good girlfriend for 15 years. At least 15 years. She's part of a group of about six or seven women. We travel together every year, once maybe twice if we get real lucky together. Most of them are in the medical profession. And here's what went down. And there's people from, there's two of us that are like left of center. Then there's like three or four that don't really care about politics all that much. And then there's two that are like right of center. And then there's this one friend that was way right. And one of the other conservatives in the group, her parents were in their 80s. And this was during COVID. And the far, far right friend, who I'm going to call Sally, went to go visit Susie's 80-year-old parents. Okay, you get this? So they're both conservatives, but Sally's way right and Susie's like just right of center. Susie asked Sally to wear a mask when she went to visit her family and to socially distance. Even though Susie is just slightly right of center, Sally's way right. She said, my parents are 80 plus. They've got health issues. You're all conservatives, but please, I'm worried about my parents' wellness. You're flying all over. This woman who was far right was in sales. And she said, please wear a mask around my parents and socially distance. And the next bit of communication Susie got from Sally was a photo of Sally and her parents during their visit, no masks on, selfieing, all close together with their heads smashed together. This led to a bit of a riff. And subsequently, I tried to talk with Sally about it and say, you know, here's what I'm seeing from my perch at Milwaukee County. People are dying of this. I think your friend was legitimately concerned. And this woman basically told me to mind my own beeswax. And COVID is made up. And so are all of the medical statistics surrounding COVID. It's all just made up. And then proceeded to send me some pretty offensive text messages. And that, my friends, was the end of that. Like, didn't need that from someone who is supposed to be my friends. And it wasn't just the like, let's disagree and not talk about this. This was the like, you're full of it, which, you know, I wasn't having at the time. I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Have you had to break up with someone over politics, friend, family member, or romantic partner? Keep it locked. We'll go to the phones and take your text next. Right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC.